Today is Friday, the 23rd of January, in the second week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, Toi tu nous aimes. You love us, Lord, source of life. As you listen, remember that you are in the presence of God right now. That God is looking on you now with love and has called you by name. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him, and to be sent out to proclaim the message, and to have authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
in all the prompts to prayer offered so far this week. Jesus has been at the forefront of the action. Now he steps back, inviting his closest followers to carry on his work in his name. Can you imagine yourself being sent out in that way? What's that like? Jesus gives some of his friends nicknames that tell us something about them. Simon is Peter, rock solid. James and John are fiery sons of thunder. What nickname might he give you when he has called you to him? Listen out as the passage is read again for what the 12 are being sent out to do and what authority they are given for that task.
Jesus went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
Speak finally to Jesus of those who brought the good news of his message to you and what it has meant in your own life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.